Other business coming up. We do have a letter from the New York State Association of Agricultural Fairs, who's requesting renewed funding for a brochure on the county fairs, and that request is $5,200.
The same
Your
thing
thoughts?
As the previous year, I think, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. when we had on the highway.
Yep.
I think we felt good about it.
I didn't get a request yet for this.
We got it in the mail. I got it from, I got it on Thursday. Or Friday.
Oh, because I was...
But you were out. You were out
Friday.
About it.
Okay.
Yeah. This is what I gave you before.
I think we felt
okay,
that it directs people to these fairs, though, right?
I think we
like
our
feeling
fairs,
that we like this.
Yep.
We've had this conversation before. It's the same number, right?
Same number. I think the question is, do we have the funds, and do you like
Brian
it?
Brian here?
Yeah. I agree with it.
I'm making a motion
here.
To accept that. I think
okay.
we should.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
I make a motion to adopt the Agricultural Fairs Incorporated.
Yes.
All
right. Well, thank you. All in favor of that, say aye.
You wanted to say?
Well, I just wanted to say that that's going to be part of our contract now, the fair stuff is. So if someone will share that letter for me, I can work on the brochures with Connie.
Okay. Will do?
Yeah, but we got to have it to do it. So we have to vote, please.
We're ready. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? So carried.
Brian's not here, so.
Has Brian left the building?
No, I don't. Let me check his
seat. I know exactly where he is.
Oh, okay.
We just wanted to get an update from Ryan on the audit services RFP that we okayed last time. In the meantime, tentative meeting dates. Do we have some dates?
A Monday. Again, works for me.
If you're going to meet at Welsh, you might want to do it that Thursday, and that they have the annual Chris. Yes.
A luncheon?
They used to have that on the day of the luncheon. That's what they used to do.
We used, like
it's
in
a
July.
I think it's a Thursday.
Prior to the first draw they have for the
then June.
Races.
So I think it's the last weekend. The last Wednesday or Thursday.
Right
in
before
June.
4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
We used to have a meeting at the Hall of Fame every year.
Okay.
As Betty's saying, and then with the fund staff would, you know, I don't think it's a very long meeting, would attend the luncheon held by
Thank
the track
you.
Afterwards.
That's in July.
I said that, but Betty corrected me because the draw's usually 3 or 4 days before.
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
It's the Wednesday or Thursday before 4th of July weekend.
But I mean, we're looking at a meeting for February. Is that what we're... are we not going to... We can skip February.
I think we can skip February, okay. But... do we have a list of dates? Does anyone put together
no.
a couple ideas?
No. I don't know if we're going to do this monthly or if we're going to just...
No, I
know.
Think monthly would be a little excessive.
Yeah.
Probably,
I mean, we're
you
pretty much
we're going every
now.
2 years prior to that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to want to wait until the IG's report, until she's ready to... Or until we finish up the recommendations as these folks with the audit, when they're ready.
Now, what do you want to do about... you said we wanted to go to... Goshen to look at the historic tracks so we could look over.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
I didn't know how long we're going to let that go till July or whatever. Or
what's
what
their season like? Betty?
Down in Goshen, what's their season all about down there?
Well, they have a couple matinees in June, but then the racing is normally the 4th of July weekend, and then they're pretty much done racing again. So if you're going to go to the track, it should be that last week in June.
Okay, but
didn't
you
the
always open all the time, though, right?
But I thought they always had something for the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame's
That's
open pretty well 24/7. The thing
no,
is,
I mean the Hall of Fame dinner that day. The
Hall of Fame dinner is
fourth,
the Sunday
the
fifth of July.
Fifth of July.
And that's you know the induction weekend. To be honest, when the races are going on or when the Hall of Fame ceremonies are going on, it's incredibly unfair to ask them for our time. If we were going to have a meeting there is one thing, but to command their full attention while they're having Hall of Fame induction weekend is a little unfair, and I think we won't get what we want out of it, which is to learn what they need.
Well, to be honest with you, my gut feeling right now is April.
If we do it before April 15th, which is our last payments, if something crops up, for whatever reason, from the first payments, and we need to take action, it does give us the opportunity to deal with something before, and usually those payments, they want them by the 10th, but we could do it fairly early in April.
About
the weather's a little better.
I see Wednesday the 8th circled here.
I won't be able to.
Wednesday doesn't work for Pete.
Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays are race nights at the Tate Buffalo. I got to be there for race nights.
Wednesdays,
Friday, and Saturday. That's why we did Monday meeting today.
Okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday's good.
All right.
Tuesday.
The circles mean nothing. It's just a calendar.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you preferred those.
No, I figured that we needed a calendar as quick as what I could print.
Tuesday
Thank
to
you.
7 or Monday to 6 works better for you?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I know Mondays are big, guys. For Peter, and I don't know where everybody else is coming from, but I know where Pete's coming from.
Well,
it's an overnighter for you,
it's
if you're going to be in a meeting in Goshen on that date.
Where's the holiday on that date? Where's the holiday?
What's that?
The
4th. In April?
In April.
What holiday would that be? Oh, Easter? Is it Easter,
that's
March,
that's
or April?
I think
it's the end of March.
I always get confused on holidays.
The 19th.
They don't mean nothing to me. Every day is the
same.
It's Groundhog's Day. 7 days a week, 24/7. Same.
Why don't we tentatively look at Monday the 6th or Tuesday the 7th? Is there a preference for either one of those?
Breeding
Day, what does that mean?
Steve Jones is the president of Goshen. If he'd like to be there, Monday is the breed day. He's going to be busy collecting his stallions from the farm.
That's a collection day.
So Tuesday is a better
day
for anyone involved with breeding season.
Wednesday's collection and breeding.
Why don't we shoot for that with a fallback of the following 14th?
Yeah, and I can call Steve.
But if that's, would that be like 1 o'clock or what time would, I mean, because all the collections usually done between 9 and 11.
And certainly,
so
if we're
going
to have a meeting,
it would be
at the Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying.
We could have our meeting earlier, see the Hall of Fame. I know you've got a new exhibit they're putting together there for Greyhounds. You know, of course, from yesteryear, it was a pretty impressive horse who raced in New York quite a bit. And they're reconstructing his stall. So that's a project they're working on. I don't know if they need funding for that or not. And then Steve, we could go see him when we're done with our meeting and done seeing the Hall of Fame.
I think it'd be good for all of us to do that. Why don't we aim at that? We got a little time to work out the details over there.
Yeah.
Unless there's a reason for us to meet soon. Let's plan on that. Okay.
And what date is that,
please? Tuesday, April 7th.
Thank you.
Probably time exactly to be coordinated with, you know, possible tour, et cetera. Brian, we just wanted to ask you about the RFP.
I got with Gail Thorpe and I put together the instructions and letter that I thought would go out, and it was all good. So we sent out to 3 vendors, two who we have worked with here before, and the one vendor who did them last year. One vendor came back and said, there's not enough time, we can't do anything with it. And the other two vendors, you know, said, yeah, we're interested. We're gonna, especially the guy who did it last year. So that was last week. I heard from them, so I imagine we should be getting something in the mail from them now. I mean, I've done every year-end accrual entry. I mean, I got the books, it's good. Everything is right where it should be. So there's not a lot that they're going to have to do when they come in here. I did that last year, too. This is my 3rd year doing it. So it's pretty good. It's pretty clean. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of adjustments when they come in to look at it. So it was a pretty good process last year. So
we still don't know exactly when.
No, we don't know who. But I spoke to both of them. They both, you know, had certain questions, you know, which they normally do about certain things. And again, the one group who we had last year.
They know the
group. They know us, and we had a good relationship with them. It worked pretty well.
Okay.
All
right.
And I'll follow up with them again this week if for some reason I don't hear something by towards the end of the week and say, hey, look, you know.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Sure.
We had tabled item 4 on the conditions. All right, thanks, Brian. Let's go back to that if we can. Are we ready?
Could I ask a quick question, too?
Yeah.
In the Excelsior Series language, it says if the owner has a first eligible, it strictly deals with owner. Do you want to say owner or trainer?
Well, usually it's the owner that owns the horse that puts the... I mean, the trainer can enter the horse, but it's up to the owner. It's up to the owner.
Is that a distinction that we can carry over? I know in the original opening language, you'd say owner or trainer, but something we should preserve in that?
We're looking at on page... Which one? On the Excelsior conditions?
Right. Item 14 is the language that we're looking to put in the owner to the Sire Stakes condition 56.
Well, I mean, he may have the trainer be his agent to put in, but it's actually the owner of the horse.
Okay, so we're sound with just staying with
him. Because everything is entered as the owner's name.
Well, we could just strip out the front part of it. The owner, we could just leave it if a horse. Strip out the owner or trainer part. And we've got provisions for those specific things in the other ends. So if a horse is eligible to, or if a horse draws in, if a horse is into race in the final and is scratched, that's the language Betty used, right? Correct? It is not eligible to be entered in the...
Another final.
Or consolation.
Right. But I like this because it creates the duty to... make a decision on the owner. Later you talk.
Because if an owner has a horse eligible, or if a horse is eligible to Excelsior Series Final and also New York Sire Stakes Final, then the owner or trainer you want to put in there?
Well, because more, I would say 95% of the time, the trainer responsibility rule, the trainer is supposed to enter the horse. Now, in a lot of cases, the trainer is the owner. But the one that's held accountable for the action is the trainer. There's a rule, the trainer responsibility rule. The trainer is the one that is required or responsible to enter the horse. Technically, the owner isn't supposed to enter the horse if they don't have a trainer's license. So it's the horse that bears the eligibility based on the horse's performance.
But then who has the duty to make the decision?
The responsible person is the trainer. The trainer, if something goes wrong, the trainer is the one held accountable.
So the trainer should be the one to choose which one.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would put both owner and trainer, because a lot of these owners drop their own horses in. A lot of these owners make their own decisions.
We've got them both in the other language, so we'll just leave it like the other ones.
And owner or trainer. If you just put trainer in there, the owner, well.
They don't find the owners when they make the action wrong. They find the trainers. The trainers are absolutely...
Supposedly.
The owners may be the ones that suffer the consequences financially, but the one that's legally responsible for making that entry is 100% the trainer.
Okay, so if we go with it broad, it doesn't really hurt us.
Broad is the way I would do it.
Keep it broad, and then we'll apply it as needed when we go to apply the rule. So whoever's the person that was responsible, case by case, we'll hold against them to make the decision.
Right.
Okay, so we'll change that, and if an owner or trainer has a horse eligible to an Excelsior Series Final and also any New York Sire Stakes Final, then the owner or trainer must choose which final to declare into. An owner or trainer may only race said horse in one final event.
Or you could just say a horse can only race in one final event instead of putting an owner in.
Okay.
I mean...
A horse may race...
Only...
See, an owner may only race that horse in one final event. You could just say horse, you know, a horse can only race in one final event.
Race.
And I might still, you don't think you need the language, you can scratch the horse. The language that Betty said, at the end, it should say, if that horse is scratched from the final it drew into, it is not eligible to be entered into any other final or consolation event.
Well, no, because you're drawing the finals and consolations New York, if a horse is dropped into a New York State final or consolation, that horse cannot be scratched. If the horse is scratched, it cannot enter into an Excelsior final or consolation of scheduling.
Yeah, I leave it general only because this year it works out in the schedule one way, but who knows what we do. Like,
if you don't put it in here, I dropped in a New York Star, I got into the consolation. If you don't mention consolation too, then he can get in the consolation and scratch out if he wants.
That's what I'm saying. You need to mention the consolation.
Right.
I wouldn't mention specifically that the order is always going to be a final to an Excelsior, because if our dates get messed up somewhere along the way, it's not impossible. Why tie yourself up? You make the schedules.
Well, yeah.
What if somewhere down the road you have a horse that races and is scratched out of the early sire state, and somehow the Excelsior, if it was backwards and you scratched out the Excelsior and you were eligible for the consolation list, you shouldn't be able to drop it. If somehow, I just wouldn't tie your hands with scheduling, is the only thing I'm saying. I'd make it, if you're in one and you're scratched, you're not eligible to drop into
the final consolation of the other.
That way, we're not sitting here doing this again if for some bizarre freak thing in the schedule comes up.
Is ineligible to
be entered.
To enter in the other.
Okay, for the sake of clarity. You want to read it one more time?
Let me, give me just 3 minutes. I'll go write this up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And,
All right. That'd be awesome. Thanks. Sorry to rush you. But they're looking at
snowflakes.
Are we going to, Mike?
I'll be driving the back roads home.
Okay.
All right.
Can I read this to you guys?
Okay.
Sure.
A letter from the Honorable Andrew M. Cuomo. On behalf of the trustees of the Agriculture of New York State Horse Breeding Development Fund, I am pleased to present the fund's 2014 annual report. The Agriculture of New York State Horse Breeding Development Fund administers the New York Sire Stakes, the nation's oldest, hardest racing program of its kind. The fund's primary mission is to promote and preserve agriculture through the promotion of horse breeding and the conduct of equine research in New York State. New York ranks among the nation's largest farming states, with agriculture being one of our state's leading domestic economic sectors. New York State's unique geography allows the horse breeding industry room to grow and prosper. Proof of New York State's strong breeding industry is demonstrated by the intense interest in New York bred yearlings at the 2014 yearling sales. New York bred yearlings saw more than a 7.5% increase above the national average. New York stallions remain among the highest leading national earners and most sought after by breeders. This is evidenced by the significant increase in numbers of mares bred, 1,678 this year, as compared to 1,434 in 2013. The strong demand has allowed New York farms to continue to expand their operations and invest in higher quality bloodstock. As demand and quality of New York bred horses continues to increase, so will the economic and agricultural benefits that the standard bred breeding and racing industry provides to the state of New York. The Agriculture and New York State Horse Breeding Development Fund will continue to promote and support this progress. Respectfully submitted, us. Seems pretty safe.
Yeah.
We good?
We're good.
Hopefully that killed most of 3 minutes. And I killed most of 3 minutes. Thank you. We just need to run.
Well, at least make it the sorry to throw me off the highway.
Michael, are you going to do anything with 56 with this same thing or no? Or because it's in the Excelsior.
If it's in the Excelsior, the only question I have is that if the Sire Stake is our flagship or our gold standard, and the payments are separate, if you don't make a payment to both, there's no problem. Because if you're not in both, you can't jump back and forth, right? So is it necessary if you don't make the payment to the Excelsior, it never applies? If you don't make the Sire Stakes payment and you're in the Excelsior, it never applies. So if you're doing it in the Excelsior and you've read those conditions, is it safe to assume that that's covered?
I would think. That's why we did it like we did.
And is there a cost input? You know, is there something that gives us a problem if we put it in both? I don't know what.
Well, you couldn't put Excelsior and you'd have to change it. So I just.
You have to write it backwards, but.
Yeah. Are we going to add this to these conditions for cancellations of schedule? Are we going to add this as number 8?
Or whatever the new number 7 you said.
Or 7 or whatever. Right.
So I think that it doesn't cost us anything as if it applies to the cancellations. So basically, if a horse, we're saying that if a horse races in the Sire Stakes final or consolation final in 2015 and 16 as a 3-year-old, because we're already going to have it in 16 for 2-year-olds. So if a horse races in the Sire Stakes final or consolation, they cannot enter. No, we can't do it for the finals. We can do it for the consolations. I think that's the only thing we come up with. Is that otherwise, we're all race. I think if you race in the consolation, you can't enter in the Excelsior final.
If a horse enters into the New York Sire Stakes and draws 8 hole, he could scratch out of there and go to the Excelsior too. So it's got to
be entertainable. I agree with the idea being right. I just don't know if, because the consolations don't exist. That's like, you know, to me that equates to if I give you $100, you're never going to argue with me whether or not it's within the rules. If I take $100 from you, you might argue with me whether I was within the rules. The consolations, we're giving them something extra. I don't think they're going to care about whether we do that. Mm-hmm. On the Sire Stakes, if we put a new rule in that keeps them from doing something that really is dishonest, it's the right thing to do, but does it fall into the same problem, Ron, as... Oh, sorry. If we put in a rule about the consolations that never existed before... A condition, then we're putting something in that needs to be there because we didn't have it. Mm-hmm. If we put a stipulation in on the finals, does that constitute the same thing as circumventing what already is in place?
It's a legal issue.
I think it's 100% within our right to do it for the consolation. I agree with that. I just don't know. And it should be in there. Absolutely common sense that it should be in there, which is why we put it in. I just don't know if we're not stepping ahead again. And again, it's above my pay grade.
If you guys are going to wait until April to have a meeting, then you would need to finalize the 56.
We're doing that while we're sitting here.
That's what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's out drafting or cleaning up
right now.
Okay, so I have one question then. Rule number 6, what's the consensus?
That's what he's doing.
What's the consensus? Rule 6 is the one with owner or trainer. Are we going to eliminate that? Or are we?
I don't know if we're going to pick it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in favor of the idea, because we're going to have it in the future, right? But in the traditional introductory format. So...
Before we were talking, we were saying we're going to eliminate 6, move 7 up, and then make...
And make 8. But the question I would have for Mark is whether or not we can make, you know, this additional thing that he's crafting, whether it's within our rights to do it for everything. And I, you know...
Like I said, this condition is only good if we have consolations. So if we're going to have consolations, I think it should go in.
And the reality is, it would take some mathematical jigsaw puzzle for a horse to have made enough starts to be eligible to the Sire Stakes and draw into the other thing, unless other horses... The only way these things ever happen is when enough horses get lame or sick, they don't drop in, so you can be so far down the list that just having shown up once, you get in... on a technicality, but just when you think something can't happen, but
let's see,
it seems to me to be within reason, but I'm a long way from the lawyer.
Well, I think we could add it, but we'll... Is there anything else we missed?
No, we got everything else pretty well in front.
By the way, the other thing that makes it also hold up, Pete, is that somebody scratches their horse, and it's as close as a week, right? There are other rules in place of whether or not that horse is fit to race anyway, right?
Well, if you want to go to the Empire Breeders Classic, the horse was scratched on Monday, and the horse was eligible on Tuesday morning.
Oh, I know.
How that horse got through and was able to race is beyond me. So...
Thank you.
Sure.
Seems to capture the
works for
content of the conversation.
So,
yep,
so
exactly.
This. Yeah, okay. That works for me.
Okay.
What about this one?
And you want to add that as number, we're taking number six out on the conditions with finals with consolations. Number six will come out.
Okay.
So we can add this in also as number seven here. So we're happy here because otherwise.
Number eight, right?
Yes, well, so it'll be number seven now because six is coming out.
Seven will be the new six, and
we'll put this
will be the new seven.
Yep, this will be the new seven, and this way we're covered with the 54 and 55 that are coming in this year for 2015.
Right.
Thank you very much.
And we'll just make sure that this stuff gets disseminated to head off any claims that the sales were shifted on.
We've done nothing that hasn't already been put in. We're just clarifying it and putting it in every place possible so the judges can find it when it comes time to declare. A lot of times they'll call, we can't find this or we can't find that, so we kind of point them in the right direction. So.
Okay. Just to be completely impossible, which is like what I do. Can we say Cyrus Stakes final or consolation?
Where's that?
In the opening.
Oh, 2015 New York Sire Stake Finals.
Because that's where it's most likely to occur.
What's that?
Is the consolation to the Excelsior or Excelsior?
You mean for number seven? You mean this thing? This added to number seven down here? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying that if you're in the consolation as well, instead of the Sire Stakes Final.
But isn't that covered in this on this one bit?
That's what I'm saying. We're covering it here.
Yeah.
We're adding this here, too. We're adding it in three places.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is so that we don't need this forever. This exists because we didn't have it prior.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
So
it's
going to
exist every year.
Right. This is good, but it doesn't need to exist if it's in the conditions.
Yes, it does. Because this needs to exist because it's going to be retroactive in 2015, this year.
I understand it needs to exist now because we didn't have the language prior. But once it's corrected up front by existing in 56, it shouldn't need to exist.
Just this number seven or the whole thing?
This whole thing.
No, because there's nothing in our file. There's nothing in 54, 55, or 56 that says how the consolations are going to be drawn.
In 2 years, we'll be able to eliminate this.
No, because we don't have all this entered in all this. We don't have all horses under the finals to race the consolations may be subject. If you want to start adding it into 56, add it into 57, all this stuff, you're going to have to add it. There's no direction in 54, 55, or 56 that tells a presiding judge or a race secretary on how to draw for the New York Sire Stakes with consolations, finals.
Okay.
Okay. This tells that everybody has to drop in. Before, we didn't have it. That's why we had a fall harvest every year. We had that.
Right. So in effort to be efficient.
Basically, this was part of our conditions too. Okay. Because we don't have that excels here. Yes, fall harvest. Basically, we took the fall harvest and we shortened it down to this because half the stuff that was in the fall harvest is already in 50 in the previous conditions. What wasn't in the previous conditions were these things on how the race was going to be drawn, and the consolations can go to a different venue. They don't and we're going to draw them at Yonkers, but they're going to race at Vernon.
Out of laziness on my part, I'm fine with that, but I would suggest that when we go to make 57 next year, this should be in the regular conditions. I don't think it should exist.
Well, you can put it in 56 too now. If that's the case, don't wait till 57.
It should be in there.
Well,
realistically speaking.
Well, then add it if you want it in.
You know, it should be done.
But my point is
over time.
But my point is until we get all of them on the same keel.
Until we do, we need this.
We need this. That's what I'm saying.
But if we don't have it there and it's necessary, that means it should be there.
So we just, it's just like the fall harvest. We still have the fall harvest conditions.
You see, I understand this right. So we're going to treat now, we need to, if you want to put in constellation in here too, so we treat the constellation like any other final.
That you wouldn't be allowed to jump from that to
right.
this.
Right.
Because
and if I get put into the constellation bracket and I don't compete for the sire stakes, I can't. Because the way this reads right now, only if you stay in the final for...
You have to drop. Yeah, you have to drop. In other words, you have to drop into the final to be drawn for the consolations. Okay.
They draw them at the same time.
They draw them at the same time. The Excelsior finals are at this year. They're a week later. That's another draw. What Mike was getting at is, if you draw into a consolation, or if you draw in, if you
right.
scratch, you don't like what you got, you can scratch, and then you're going to try for the Excelsior if you're eligible. He wants to prevent that. That's why we added number 7. Okay.
It's a little tricky because they're living things, not cars. You would think naturally the top 8 horses eligible for the final wouldn't skip going to the final 8 of the NCAA tournament. But some of them physically can't. So sometimes, you know, if 25 horses enter for the Sire Stakes final, you may find that the 25th horse on the list fits in the 16th slot. Because the horses that fit the top 8 slots, maybe the top 12th horse got in there, because some were missing or
some
were
lame, some
were.
You know.
So do we need to reference the constellation?
We should
expressly.
Yeah, I think
we do that. Some on my
in here, it should just say like on the first one, a horse eligible to an Excelsior final and also to a New York Sire Stakes final or consolation. We didn't say or consolation
or
here.
Is it New York State Sire Stakes? Constellation. It's actually going to be Excelsior Series Constellation.
Nope, it's Sire Stakes Constellation.
There's no Excelsior Constellation.
Thank
okay.
God.
Yep.
And then,
so
or if an owner of an eligible
it may come.
Series final, also any New York Stars final,
or
a consolation.
So let me drop that in right now.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you. But
no,
eventually...
What I'm getting at, if you don't want to run these separate every year... And then you're going to need to add these in 56, 57, 58.
100%.
Okay, that's all I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's just easier to just leave this as part of it, because that's the way the fall harvest has been done for 10 years.
Yeah,
so
I just,
we'll do that and leave it, and we'll consider that going forward.
Yeah, I think that we're kind of here now in this moment. We can leave it like this, but I think that next year, you know, you guys sit down and look at 57.
Stop it and add it to
then,
it.
Then
and we'll just keep this around till 58 comes through and everybody's in and included. Then we can, if you want, we can get rid of it.
That makes sense, right?
That's perfect. Yeah.
But I mean, all this is a shrink down version of the fall harvest. It's just the conditions at home. I mean, the judges need some kind of
something
in the race secretary. They got to have something to go by because we've never done this before. So, good. And everything we try to do, we try to simplify it, and we try to make 56 and 57 identical. So, it wasn't one point they wrote it. To look for the same thing wasn't on page 2 of this one. It was on page 4 of this one. It was worded different. So, through the last couple of years, we've made everything pretty much as simple and as self-explanatory, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, 50, you know, other than adding this to 57 next year, then.
Thank you.
I'll collect that when we collect that. This is like doing the New York State budget, throws me back to the days of the
70s. Yeah, that's right.
Pull back your great sheets.
So what we decided we're going to do is we're going to keep this extra sheet of paper for right now and not include this in 56.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year when we look at 57, we'll think about incorporating these thoughts into that so that eventually down the road we don't have to.
Right. It's already incorporated into the customs and practices.
But it takes us 3 years to get to the point of. So it's like changing the time.
It's just like breeding a horse, baby.
You changed the time because you couldn't change the previous group. The older group is going and didn't have to go as fast as the 2-year-old. You know, so everybody was confused over there. That's why when I like to do something, I like to do everything all at one time, and it's less confusing. But okay.
We comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
So we need a motion.
We get a motion?
Mark, we have to do it as two motions, right? Because we've got to amend what we approved. And
you should, yeah, because there's two items.
We didn't do this last time, right. So we'll take a motion on...
Right, on 14, which is 1, and 17.
And eliminating number 6.
We can do all the others condition, which is number 8. Right?
We'll then eliminate number 6.
We're eliminating number 6.
Okay.
Number 6.
Yeah.
So
this
is really
this
seven.
Will be
out.
Yeah,
7-6. 7 is going to be the...
Right. Yeah, well, it moves up one. So.
Do you want to add consolation to the second sentence?
So I'm looking.
Okay.
Do you think?
I can do it.
Look, we don't need to print it. I'm good with this here.
Okay. Can I do it by voice amendment?
Yep. And okay. I heard you
it's
said...
It's a friendly.
Yeah. It is friendly.
So in other words, the second sentence would read, a horse may only race in one final event. If the horse is scratched from either the Excelsior Series final or a New York Sire Stakes final or consolation,
exactly.
It will be ineligible to enter any other respective.
I want
to
put that.
I heard you say it, and the disadvantage of me not being able to read or write.
All right, okay. So let's vote on this. So can we have a motion? Or that as we just read it out.
I'd like to make a motion to adapt this condition to be inserted into the conditions that are printed along with the current conditions for finals and consolations.
We should do this two separate.
All right.
So let's take the conditions 2015 here of Sire Stakes finals with consolation. So we're going to eliminate paragraph 6.
Yep.
We're going to change paragraph 7 to paragraph 6, and we're going to add on number 7 the language. Mark, can you read it so I get it exactly right?
Yes. If an owner or trainer has a horse eligible for an Excelsior Series final, and also any New York Sire Stakes final or consolation, then the owner or trainer must choose which final to declare into. The horse may only race in one final event. If the horse is scratched from either the Excelsior Series final or New York Sire Stakes final or consolation, it will be ineligible to enter in the other respective final.
And that would constitute the condition 2015 New York Sire Stakes final with consolations if scheduled.
So a motion?
That's the motion.
I'll second.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. And the second motion would be to insert this.
To amend what we approved last meeting. And that would be to change the, to add what?
This would be an addition.
This would be an addition.
Addition of 17. So there's no 17 right now.
Just the New York State Sire Stakes.
Number
56.
Right.
Number 56.
56.
Okay.
56.
And
this creates a whole new section 17.
Okay. We'd be adding a section 17.
And it also goes in Excelsior as well. Or that's
it's already in there. No.
Not like this though.
Not like this. We have to.
We have to amend 14 in Excelsior.
Right.
And we have to add 17 to 56.
Right.
That's when you make the motion.
Is that two separate motions? I can make
it
one.
You can do one because we approved the last one.
Just check. I would like to make a motion that we accept this language
as
need to be read, as previously read, to number 14, amending number 14 in the Excelsior program, and adding it as number 17 to the number 56 conditions of the Sire 6 program.
That's a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. And now we need a motion to adjourn. We had three motions and no seconds.
One question beyond the so this conditions for the finals will get presented along with the conditions for the
just like we
so
always
that
did
people
with the
see it and know it, right? That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Just to make sure people see it and know
that's
what they're living with.
That sheet is just like the fall harvest sheet.
Good.
Thank you for your patience, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your help. Thanks very much.
Once you're on the toilet, throw you off?
Yeah, we're done.
Thank you.